Do you want to listen to a story? But just me telling a story may not be that much fun. Listen to thousands of stories and powerful voices for just rupees 499 per month. Let your ears be your eyes.
As a special listener, you can enjoy 30 days of free listening by signing up through storytel.in/30days.
Hi, it's Jesse Addy from Nash FM 94.7, and you're about to hear the exclusive audio of our latest Stage 17 performance. For the full video, head over to stage17nyc.com.
Exclusive interviews and performances from the world of music, movies, politics, and more. All on one stage from the heart of New York City. Cumulus Media presents Live from Stage 17.
How's everybody doing today, New York City? My name is Devin Dawson. We're here at Nash FM 94.7, like I said, in New York City. Is it Friday?
It is Friday.
It is Friday. Let's give a clap for Friday real quick. I feel like I'm so busy, I don't even know what day of the week it is right now, but it's Friday. That's why I'm in such a good mood today. This is Austin Taylor Smith to my left here, and this is Nick DiMaria. Let's give them a little golf snap. So we've been on radio tour for about 2 months now. We've also been doing the Hero Tour with Maren Morris, which has been an insane experience. We actually just finished that. We played 2 sold-out shows in Nashville, which is where we all live. And so it's just looking back on it, it was such an awesome learning experience for us, and it was so cool for her to believe in us this early in my career. And so we're grateful for that. But like I said, we've been doing radio tour, and you know, we've been up here for Vivo, and we were playing for Atlantic yesterday, so we're just like hammering it. It's been really fun, just really living the dream. We're going to start out with my first single. It's called All On Me, and it goes like this. I know that the woes and the weight of the world can get inside our minds and be too much sometimes. Yeah, I know. But baby, don't let the no's and the ups and the downs from the roller coaster ride beat you up inside. Oh, baby, don't. But if you ever feel that way, don't you ever hesitate. 'Cause you got my number, you can call on me if you're in trouble, put the fall on me. When you're mad, you can take it out on me. When I don't add up, you count on me. When you low, come get high on me. Make it slow, take your time on me. Settle in, let it out, come lay on me. When it gets heavy, put the weight on me. Oh, baby, put it on me. Put it all on me. Yeah. I wanna take you out on the town on my dime anytime. Tell me when you're free. We can do anything and everything you want. Yeah. Oh, I wanna hear all your fears, any troubles. Strip it down, really get to know one another. When it's nobody but you and me, just us. Yeah, girl, you know I'm here for you. You can lean on me anytime you need to. You got my number, you can call on me. If you're in trouble, put the fall on me. When you're mad, you can take it out on me. When I don't add up, you count on me. When you low, come get high on me. Take it slow, take your time on me. Settle in, let it out, come lay on me. Steady with the weight on me, baby, put it all on me. Girl, put it all on me. Shoulder, you can crown me. Baby, you can put your life on me and put it all on me. You got my number, you can call on me. If you're in trouble, put the fall on me. When you're mad, you can take it out on me. Yeah, when I don't add up, you can count on me. When you're low, go get high on me. Make it slow, take your time on me. Settle in, let it out, come and lay on me. When it gets heavy, put the weight on me. Baby, put it all on me. Yeah, baby, put it all on me.
Very much. That song is really, I'm so glad we came out of the gate with that one. It's always, not necessarily nerve-wracking, but there's so many different choices and to choose what song to come out with first. And it's not just like my first single off my second record or my third record. It's my first single ever, you know? So there's a little, not necessarily pressure, but we just want to get it right for y'all, you know? But that song's special to me because I'm such a lyric guy, and so I always tend to kind of go on this vulnerable, dark, kind of raw side of the lyrics, maybe like more heartbreak or not necessarily negative, but just really kind of deeper lyric. But for me to have like a positive love song that still has a great groove and an awesome melody that still satisfies my lyrical heart is really important for me, and I really think that song kind of has a little bit of everything, so I'm glad we came out of the gate with that.
Asking.
So I grew up, like a lot of us, listening to country music. I'm from a little town called Orangeville, California, which is kind of outside of Sacramento. It's right by Folsom Prison, which I always like to say because it makes me sound cool. But I didn't know how cool that was until I left. Like, you know, you only know what you know when you grow up. You don't know how cool it is when you're there. But my mom is the biggest music lover you'll ever meet in your life. She has the biggest record collection other than Craig Kalman at Atlantic, who I was talking to yesterday. I have a twin brother, and she raised us on music, on good music, on country music and soul and rock. And she used to sit us down and be like, listen to this lyric, listen to how they set this up, listen to this bass line, or you would really love this song. And so those are some of my fondest memories as a kid. And without knowing it, I think that's really how I learned how to write songs, was by listening to country music and the underlying song underneath and the culture of songwriting that we have. And so when it came time for me to start writing my own songs for myself, I just think that's where I started, was just writing truth and telling stories. And so this next song is a good example of how I like to write my words and deliver my ideas. It's called Asking for a Friend. That's kind of about a guy trying to say sorry for messing up without really actually having to say sorry. But it goes like this.
I was just wondering if anyone was sitting here, and if not, would it be okay if someone bought you a beer? Let's say that someone wanted to dance. Would he have a snowballing hell of a chance to get you out on the floor before this slow song ends? Oh, hey, yeah, yeah, I'm just asking for a friend. He ain't never been any good at laying it all out on the line, but I swear down deep, believe me, girl, he's a really good guy. You can find it in your heart, just cut him some slack. He'll be Johnny on the spot here, 2 seconds flat. Yeah, he's holding his breath. Come on, give him a second wind. Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, what do you say? It's Friday night and you're beautiful. So beautiful. What man would thank you for the love of his life? He'd be a fool. He'd be a fool. Just one drink would sure mean a lot to him. Hey, I'm just asking for a friend. Real bad, and he'd do anything in this world, girl, to get you back. Hey, what kind of sorry would it take for a man to erase his worst mistake, and would this even begin to make a dent? Oh, hey, yeah, yeah, what do you say? It's Friday night and you're beautiful, so beautiful. What man would thank you with the love of his life? He'd be a fool, he'd be a fool. I don't mean to ramble on like this. Hey, I'm just asking for a friend. Told you he hadn't slept in weeks, and he was standing right here in front of you instead of me. Is there any way you could ever love him again? I'm just asking for a friend.
Thank you very much. That one felt good, man. Just sunk right into that one. It's always fun, like, singing super early in the morning, and we always do a warm-up on the way here, which annoys Todd every day, but it's always nice to get that song that just, like, really helps you just sink in and just kind of warm up, you know? And that's usually that song for me. It's got a groove. It's got a lyric. It's got a melody. It's got everything I need to be satisfied. And so that's why I love playing it. Let's kick it up a little bit. Go ahead. Go ahead, Nick. This is a song about kissing a girl. I've always been a little weird about PDA, but I was inspired to write this by watching two people make out outside of a bar. It's called I Don't Care Who Sees. I picked you up, I picked the place. Couldn't wait to show you off on my arm. I held the door, I held your hand. Even hung your jacket on the back of your chair at the bar. But I just remembered I forgot one thing. Never got that kiss before we got out the car. You know, I know the right way to treat a woman when everybody's looking, but I can't lie. No, when you put your hand there on my knee and get that look up in your eyes, a crowded room don't mean a thing. I
I don't mean to cause a scene. If you want to, we can leave. But girl, right now, I don't care who sees us leaning in for a kiss. I'm giving in, even though it ain't like me. See that couple on our right? No, they ain't thinking twice. So I'm thinking, baby, why should we? Everybody here can tell that I just can't help myself if they could see the way you look at me. Yeah. Oh, you know, I know, yeah, the right way to treat a woman when everybody's looking, but I can't lie. When you put your hand there on my knee, get that look up in your eyes. A crowded room don't mean a thing. I don't mean to cause a scene. If you want to, we can leave. But girl, right now, I don't care who sees us leaning in for a kiss. I'm giving in, even though it ain't like me. I don't care, I don't care. I ain't trying to spotlight it, no. Yeah, all I'm saying is we ain't gotta hide it. You know, I know, yeah, the right way to treat a woman when everybody's looking, but I can't lie. No. Put your hand there on my knee and get that look up in your eyes. A crowded room don't mean a thing. I don't mean to cause a scene. If you want to, we can leave a girl right now. I don't care who sees us leaning in for a kiss. I'm giving in, yeah. Us leaning in for another kiss. I don't care who sees us holding on, coming on a little strong. Girl, that's just between you and me. I don't care who sees.
Thank you. Nice. So this is our maiden voyage of this little amp here. Usually we do three acoustics, sometimes we do two, sometimes we do one, sometimes it's different, but we heard y'all had a nice little setup for us today, so we thought we'd bring a little extra, make it right. So we got one more song for you guys. I met Nick the first day I moved to Nashville. We all went to Belmont University, everybody in my band, which is really cool. I met him in the dorm the first day. We are all on the same floor. So him, my drummer Kip, my bass player Sam, all kind of met the first day in the dorm, and then I met Austin shortly after that. But we're all graduates of Belmont University, like I said, and it's cool to have your best friends come along a journey with you. And we've been doing this for 5 years together, and they've seen the ups, the downs, they've seen all the songs that I've scrapped, and then they've seen all the successes as well, and hopefully, you know, more to come. But it's a cool experience that we got to make a record with Jay Joyce, who is a guy that does like Eric Church, Little Big Town, Brothers Osborne, like kind of this really cool fraternity of country, and to kind of be in that same sentence is awesome. It's a cool thing to say. I'm grateful for that. And so Jay wanted to bring my live band into the studio, which is not the norm in Nashville. Usually you get, you know, studio players, you got a week to do it, and, you know, 3 hours a day. But we spent 2 months of the studio, 12 hours a day, with all the guys that I've been playing with for 5 years. And so it was a luxury for us to get to make it that way. But after we were done recording in October, I continued to write a lot because I just am obsessed with songwriting, from the inception of an idea to hopefully hearing it on the radio one day. And this song came along that we're about to play for you. And you always hear that story of the song, you know, that changes everything coming after the record's done. And that's literally what happened. And I'm thankful that the people around me believed in it as much as I did and allowed us to record it. But this is kind of just a, this is me, this is what I believe in, this is who I am. And yeah, it's called Dark Horse. Thank you guys very much for the time. My name is Devin Dawson. You can clap. Thank you. Yeah.
People always ask why I wear black, where'd I get my style, and why I never smile in pictures. They ask me what I drink, I'll sip on anything, but I'm a little more California smoke than liquor. No, it ain't that I'm self-conscious, I'm just conscious of myself. I side with the outsiders, those long shot last round fighters, anyone who ain't afraid to stray off course. My heart bleeds for country music, where the honest outlaw truth is. No, I ain't no white knight, I'm a little more dark horse. Oh, yeah. I don't go to church, can't quote a Bible verse. I couldn't sing a psalm, that don't mean that I don't talk to Jesus. Girls say it, push them off, that I can't open up, but I ain't afraid of love when I said I just want to meet it. Yeah, I sat with the outsiders, those long shot last round fighters, anyone who ain't afraid to stray off course. My heart bleeds for country music, where the honest outlaw truth is. No, I ain't no white knight, I'm a little more dark horse. Dark horse. No, it ain't that I'm self-conscious, I'm just conscious of myself, and I don't know how to be no body else. Yeah, so I sat with the outsiders, those long shot last round fighters, anyone who ain't afraid to stray off course. My heart bleeds for country music, where my honest outlaw truth is. No, I ain't no white knight, I'm a little more
you guys very much for the time. Appreciate it. My name is Devin Dawson. We'll see you soon.
Nick Austin.
Thanks everybody for joining us. Stage 17. I'm Jesse Addy. This is Devin Dawson.
How's it going, y'all?
Good to meet you.
Nice to meet you too, my friend.
Again. We actually did meet in Vegas.
Well, we had 3 minutes. It's hard to really sink in when you have 3 minutes with somebody, you know?
You can do a lot in 3 minutes.
I thought we did a good job, though. Let's just leave it at that, because I will go off on that. So let's just leave it at that.
Congratulations on the success. So you moved to Nashville and you went to Belmont, and then you get this record deal after being a writer for 4 years. Mm-hmm. You talked a little bit about the pressure of picking the first single to introduce.
Yeah.
Who was anyone else involved in that decision, or is that solely you making that decision?
I mean, at the end of the day, like, I feel like I'd like to say it's my decision at the end of the day. But the beauty of having a team and having people that are extensions of you is that I trust everyone, you know, and so I include everyone in that conversation, whether it's my manager, whether it's my publisher, whether it's my label, you know, my A&R, to anything, you know, and I want everyone's opinion. And that's why you that's why you have people on your team, is that so you can get their opinion and you trust them and you believe in them. And All On Me literally was everyone's choice, which is so funny. You know, you always like leave it open. So is this the right one? Is it? And I think as soon as we wrote it, I think we kind of knew like it was kind of the one to beat as far as first single goes. I was saying earlier, it's got, you know, it's got that lyrical sense that I need as a word guy, mm-hmm. but it's got that kind of up tempo country groove with that just positive love song kind of melody, you know. So I feel like it's that song that you want to just roll the windows down and drive to. Right. And I've heard other people say that too. So
when you're a songwriter for 4 years before you do an album, is there, when you go and you're like, okay, I'm writing these songs and these are the ones I'm going to be performing more than likely, is there the songwriter part of your brain and the artist part of your brain, are they ever in conflict, or is it ever, you know, as an art, are you all of a sudden overthinking something like, how am I going to do this song on stage, and does it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think, I don't know, that's a... It's a hard question, because I'd like to think that I just want to write the best song and not think of anything to taint it, but I think what you're asking, is there anything to make it better as an artist, you know? What do you imagine yourself on stage? Sometimes when I'm writing a song, I imagine the music video. That helps me get some visuals in there. Mm-hmm. But I think that, I think maybe I would like to imagine more of the stage and the live show as I've moved on, because before I, you know, we played at some shows and we did some development in live, like we played some little tour with Willie Nelson, we did some stuff with Kelsey Ballerini and Frankie Ballard, and those served as good ways to see which songs translated, which ones do I believe, and because of that, which ones do other people believe, and then we got to do that before we went in the studio. But that being said, we didn't tour a whole lot because I was writing every single day, you know? Yeah. And so from this perspective of a first record, before I got to play these live, I really just wanted to write the honest truth from my heart and write the best song. I think moving forward, I, having been on tour with Marin and having been on the road for all this time now, I think I would probably think more about it next time, yeah. as what how it's going to translate live. But I don't ever want to try to taint art. I don't want to like mess it up. I just want to do what seems honest, you know.
Talking about Marin too, because it, you know, she is sort of the it woman or it girl.
Yeah, she's had a great year.
And you're playing shows in the winter, so there's not like people hanging out or tailgating. You know, it's cold weather shows. So I imagine you're walking out to a packed house.
Yeah, every show has been sold out, man.
What is different about Devin Dawson from the beginning? Now you're just a few days removed from mm-hmm. the Hero Tour. What would you say changed about you during
Man,
that?
I think it's just comfortability and knowledge, and just realizing that nobody knows what they're doing. We're all just trying to fake it till we make it and get through it, you know? But it's really just mostly the comfortability factor. Like, the songs haven't changed, but just the way that we approach them and the way that we sing them, and like little melodies will change and little transitions. Like, we try to jam live, my band. I've been with them for 5 years, and so no show is going to be the same. You know, it's probably, you might do the same set list or might change it up a little bit, but maybe the melodies are different or maybe some transitions. We just try to have fun, you know? And so we've really just kind of sunken into having the confidence to do that, you know, rather than the first show. Like, I'm not going to lie, we were all a little nervous, you know? She just got off stage, like, at the Grammys with Alicia Keys, and she asked me to come up and sing a duet with her and Marin's set. And
well, we were at the first show she had on the tour in New York, and she was nervous, too.
The Bowery. Okay, that's good to know, then. Yeah. It's good to know. See, that's what I'm saying. We're all just trying to get through it and fake it till we make it, you know? But it's just really like anything else. You do it, and you get the experience, and you gain a little confidence, and you're grateful for the time and for the people showing up early. And, you know, as an opener, you know, sometimes you'd play to half a house. But we've been really lucky, and everyone has been packed out every single show at the beginning. So it's nice.
Finish this sentence for me. Okay. When they told me Jay Joyce was going to produce my album, I said, what?
I can't cuss. So no, I said... Yes. I mean, like, I don't know. I probably didn't say anything, man. I probably just cried, you know? Like, yeah. I think that, I mean, I've been looking up to his art for a while. I'm a huge fan of, like, Cage the Elephant and Amos Lee, and obviously Eric Church is a huge influence of mine. And to have my creative mind and his creative mind kind of mesh together was awesome. And I started working. He started coming into my life as my development stage, like, 2-3 years ago. And, really, it was this kind of cool process of just building and writing and meeting people. And then like a year and a half, 2 years later, it's like, all right, time to make a record. And it's like, I hope this works. I hope that we get along, you know? Yeah. And it was the most amazing experience of my life. And I think all of my guys in the band could, you know, attest to that too. So,
Well, we can't wait to check out the album. I think we're hoping fall release, right?
Yeah, it's looking like that. And so, you know, hopefully you guys can play the crap out of it and we can get a record soon.
All right, Devin Dawson, good to meet you again.
Thank you for the time, dude. Thanks, man.
It's Nash FM 94.7 on Stage 17. Yeah. Big things coming from Devin.
Hopefully. Thanks.
Thanks for listening to Live from Stage 17. We hope you enjoyed the show. Now, head over to Stage17NYC.com for more exclusive Stage 17 content.